God set them, the luminaries, in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Originally, I just wanted to talk about St. Paul Mickey and his companions, to talk about the feast day that we have today, but when Linda was reading this, it struck me that this is a very important moment. You know, this is the story of creation. We're getting into Genesis chapter 1, which in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, day 7. The 6 days of creation and the seventh day of rest. How we get our week. But what is going on here? And what we need to see in the whole context of this whole cosmology, this whole, the way the world, the universe came into being, is found even in that little phrase that I read that seems absolutely random to you right now. Kind of is. What it says there is that God shed light on the earth. For that purpose, he gave luminaries to serve in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth. Well, what's important about this is that, have you ever looked up into the sky? We don't have a whole lot of streetlights here, which is pretty great for me, I think, out here in Vaughan. We're kind of in the middle of nowhere. Crossroads in New Mexico, but there's nothing here. And that's a great thing. You go further off into Pinos Wells, or you go way down into Duran, you see it even more, or up into our mission there in Pastura, the same, in Encino. Everywhere you go within the area of our parish, this is present. When you look up at the night sky, what do you see? Everything. Absolutely everything. It causes you to wonder, why is it that we get to see these things? In Albuquerque, you can't see any of this unless you go up on top of the mountain. We have this. Why do these things exist? When you look at the belt of Orion, which is my favorite constellation, why is it that in his belt you see those three things, and at the bottom it seems like another star, but it's a quasar. It's a beautiful other sort of galaxy-like thing, a nebula or some kind, or whatever it is. It's incredible. Why do these things exist? Do you know why? They exist for us. God made them to shed light on the earth, it says. God put these luminaries or luminarias into the sky for us. He did it so that we could see how amazing he is. They're not there for any other reason other than to draw us into the wonder of who God is, and that he cares enough that he would set these miraculous things in the sky so that we could see them. And here in Vaughan, we can see them very well. So tonight, look up at the sky. When it's dark, see these luminaries that God has set there from the very beginning. And recognize that he put them there because he knew that one day you and I would be here in Vaughan, New Mexico, to be able to see them. So that we could see that God's greatness extends far beyond our calculation. He made those great things for us. Give glory to him. Because your soul is far more precious than those luminaries which give you wonder and awe. Your soul is a greater mystery than the whole of the cosmos. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.